إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praises due to Allah, we praise Him. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we ask Allah's assistance. We seek refuge with Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whosoever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness, as you should bear witness, that there is no God worthy of our worship except Allah alone, with no partners. And I bear witness, as you should bear witness, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. May Allah exalt his mention, grant him peace, his wives, his companions, and every person who follows them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. As to what follows, brothers in Islam, let's go back in time. Let's go back in time, way back, when Allah Azza wa Jal created Adam, our father, and then from him created Eve, our mother, and he placed them in paradise and advised them to avoid a particular tree, which we are not concerned about what kind of tree it is, because the point is not about the tree, it's about the test that they were to undergo. And indeed, we know from the Quran that Adam and Eve, alayhim salatu wasalam, disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal out of weakness. They were tricked by Shaytan, who swore to them that he is only a sincere advisor. He made it appear that it's good for them to eat the tree. Adam alayhi salam never thought that someone would swear by Allah and lie. So he was sinful. And the sin was committed by Adam and Eve. And everybody knows the consequences thereof. Actually, your presence here today is the aftermath of that event. Now, Islam differs with every other religion upon earth concerning what happened on that event. You see, they claim, like the Christians and others, that when they disobeyed Allah, Adam and Eve, Allah was unable to forgive. So they say that became the original sin, which was then inherited by the children of Adam. And then that sin continued to multiply and multiply and multiply until it became so huge that an ordinary sacrifice was not sufficient. So then they came up with this fabricated idea that God became a man, so he killed himself in order to please himself. And so people believe now that that original sin that they inherited has been paid off by Jesus dying on the cross, which we Muslims consider to be flat out blasphemy. Lies, fabrications, and it goes against every teachings of the prophets and the messengers from the time of Adam until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The situation was not as such, because we know that we have Allah Al-Ghafoor Al-Rahim, the all-forgiving, the most merciful. There is no such thing as a sin that cannot be forgiven if one seeks forgiveness from Allah. And this is exactly what happened to Adam. Allah says in the Quran, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Then Adam received some reminders, some words from Allah. And so Allah accepted his repentance when Adam turned to Allah in repentance. And really, Allah is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Allah accepts the repentance of the servants. And this is applicable to me and you today. This particular exit or outlet that was given to us by Allah remains until today. As the children of Adam, we have the tendency or the potential to sin. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in authentic narration, "Kullu ibn Adam khata' wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun." Every son of Adam has a tendency to sin, but the best of those who sin are those who turn in repentance to Allah. You will disobey Allah because you're not an angel. We are weak. We have shortcomings. We have desires. We have temptations. A lot of things to struggle with in this life of ours. Yet, you have some room to return to Allah and not be destroyed or doomed. By repenting to Allah Azza wa Jal. By turning to Allah in repentance, my brothers in Islam, there are many virtues concerning tawbah. First, you must know it's an obligation, not an option. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ Allah says, and turn in repentance to Allah, all of you who believe. All of you, those who believe. Perhaps you may attain success. Success is not with a big bank account. Success is not with a fancy car. And success is not by having two wives and eight children. Success is by you being loved by Allah, allowed to paradise, and protected from the hellfire. That's it. There's nothing beyond that. And we must understand this in the right context. Because Muslims have misunderstood what falah means. What success means. So someone will be away from Allah, drowning in sin and disobedience. The last thing on his mind is the deen of Islam. But because he's living a lavish life, he says that he's successful. Wallah, I've been successful in life. I graduated from this college, and I got my master's from this university, and I am a successful doctor. Brother, alhamdulillah, I'm successful. Brother, you are a loser. If this is not associated with iman and righteous deeds, wallahi, you are a loser. And on the day of judgment, your degrees will not take you in Jannah. They will not place you in Jannah and take you out of the fire. Trust me. We're not saying be a failure in life. Be a doctor. Be an engineer. Be successful. But don't put it on the expense of Islam. Not by throwing the deen of Allah behind your back and striving after the dunya. Which is what most of us are engaged in this day and time. Illa man rahim Allah. I ask Allah to make us all among those who does this bestow His mercy upon. Because it's a big, big deal that you enter Jahannam. Tawbah then is means for you to be successful. Tawbah is means for you to attain the love of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ Verily Allah loves those who continuously turn to Him in repentance. If you want your sins to be forgiven, upon you is tawbah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "At-ta'ibu min al-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah." The one who repents from a sin is like he who has no sin. When you turn to Allah and repent from that sin, even if you have been committing that sin for 20 years, Allah will erase all of them as if you never sinned. But you must repent first. If you want even better than that, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ It is those whom Allah will turn their bad deeds into good deeds. By repenting to Allah, Allah will replace your bad deeds with good deeds. Need I to say more? Need I to say more? So we will repent. Now how many of you sitting here today are waiting for Ramadan? How many? Everyone. If you know. But unfortunately, we are not waiting for Ramadan, most of us. We're not waiting for Ramadan in order to improve. Rather, we're waiting for Ramadan so we can fix what is broken. How many of us sitting here today is postponing the tawbah and repentance until Ramadan? When Ramadan comes around, I will stop doing this and start doing that.
and this is foolishness. Who told you you will live to Ramadan? Who told you? Show me a certificate. Show me any documentation that has been notarized up in the heavens that you will live to Ramadan. No guarantee. My grandmother didn't. She was fasting last Ramadan and she's gone this particular month. May Allah shower her with His mercy. She didn't know, and we didn't know while we were spending time with each other last year that was going to be her last Ramadan. And she died in the month of Sha'ban, just before Ramadan. It could be you. So what if you have all these sins which you have not repented from and you die before Ramadan? Brother, you may be in trouble. You are gambling with the hellfire. And if you have 0.001% of intellect, you will not gamble with that kind of stuff. You won't. But unfortunately, we seem to use our intellect in only worldly matters. But when it comes to using our intellect in the deen of Islam, we seem to not understand much. Only when it comes to the textual evidences, brother, I don't understand. But give him any mathematical equation, Alatul, he'll give you the answer. Alatul, he'll give the answer. Why? Why use your brain there and not here? I'm saying this because I want me and you today, before you leave from these two doors in the back, to have sincerely repented to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you may die in a car accident on your way home and there will be no Ramadan for you. So what is Tawbah? Do you think it's just to say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh? I seek Allah's forgiveness and I turn to Him in repentance, khalas? Brother, you are a ta'ib? No. No. It is not that simple. There are conditions associated with Tawbah by which if a Muslim does not fulfill all of them, or if he misses one out, then he is not considered to be a ta'ib in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal. So pay attention to what will be said after, because I will give you the conditions which me and you need to adhere to. Condition number one, ikhlas, sincerity. You leave alone the sin and you repent to Allah for the sake of Allah. وَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Repent to Allah, not to the creation. And how often do people leave alone sins? Because they are afraid of the people. You're afraid of your reputation being tarnished. You're afraid of people looking down at you. So you stop doing the sin because you're worried about your status among the people. That is not a tawbah for the sake of Allah. It should be for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of the creation. And for the sake of Allah alone. Not the sake of Allah and the sake of the creation. No, it doesn't work. Only for the sake of Allah. Secondly, you must feel bad, remorseful, sorrowfulness, regret. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith in Ibn Majah, which was authenticated by Al-Dhahabi, anna al-Albani rahmatullahi ala al-jami'a, an-nadamu tawbah. The act of feeling remorse is repentance. You can't be having fun while you're disobeying Allah. If you don't feel guilty, if you don't start speaking to yourself after you're done, brother, you are not repenting to Allah. You must be troubled in your heart. Why did I disobey Allah? Why did I commit this sin? I could have left it alone. You start feeling bad and guilty. This is a good sign. The best thing that we can say concerning that is that you have a heart that is still alive. Because some people, my brothers in Islam, their hearts are dead. They don't feel bad. They don't feel guilty. They think life is good. They sin. They disobey. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. He said, if you see Allah giving one of His servants abundance while he's disobeying Him, meaning you should expect destruction for this individual. Meaning Jahannam will be his abode. You must feel bad. You must feel regretful. Thirdly, you must leave alone the sin and have the intention never to go back to it again. Allah, when describing the muttaqeen in Surah Al-Imran, He said, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they do not insist on disobedience whilst they know. They don't insist on the sin. Once you know what's wrong, meaning you leave it alone, you have the intention never to go back to it again as long as you're alive. If you fall back because of weakness, then this is a whole other discussion. But at the time of tawbah, you must have the intention never to go back to it again. Because some people have what they call seasonal tawbah. Like many of us in Ramadan. The ulama call them Ramadaniyun. Ramadani brothers. They only know Allah in Ramadan. They only worship Allah in Ramadan. They only remember Allah in Ramadan. Only Ramadan. Brother, I'm only Ramadan. Please, don't talk to me about the other 11 months. This is for you. For you, mutawwi'in. For me, I'm a regular guy. Ramadan, I do Taraweeh, I fast, khalas. Please, I want to go to Jannah. What is this, man? What is this attitude? What is this understanding? Where did we get this nonsense from? Allah, the Lord of every month, has commanded you all your life, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, and worship your Lord until death comes upon you. Not in Ramadan. You can't be repenting to Allah in Ramadan with the intention to go back afterwards. Allah will not accept your tawbah. If you intend on repenting only in Ramadan, such as the Jama'ah prayer, and you have in your heart the intention to go back to abandoning the Jama'ah after Ramadan, Allah will not accept your tawbah. You must have the intention never to do it again. Fifthly, you must do it before you die. Before your soul is about to depart. Before the agonies of death. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah will accept the tawbah of the servant as long as the soul has not reached the jugular vein. As long as your soul is not here, about to die, like Fir'aun. Allah will not accept the tawbah afterwards. Khalas, because you know you're dying. It's pointless. You are forced to repent, not because you want to do it. Because you know there's no coming back to the dunya. Allah will not accept that. And lastly, you should do it before the sun rises from where it sets, which is one of the final signs of the Day of Judgment. When that happens, it's all over. Allah will not accept the tawbah, because it will become clear to the people that the promise of Allah has prevailed, that the Day of Judgment has begun, and that everything that Allah's promised shall come to place. They will know that on that particular day, and tawbah will not be of any benefit. And if you have taken something from a brother and you intend to repent to Allah, you better give it back to him. If you stole some money and you want to repent to Allah, you need to give the money back to the person you stole it from. Otherwise Allah will not accept your tawbah. Raddul mazalim. Give people back their due rights. These are the conditions of tawbah. Check yourself, as I check myself, every single day. Do we have them? Are we meeting them? Are we repenting to Allah from every sin? Are you repenting to Allah from every sin? Because it is obligatory on you to repent to Allah from every sin you commit, major or minor. Don't wait till Ramadan. You may never see it, and it may never see you. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, all praises due to Allah. We praise Him abundantly for the mercy and the bounties He has bestowed upon us. Brothers in Islam, you don't know what you have until you lose it. You don't appreciate something until it's gone. When your friend is around you, he's just a friend. You take him for granted. You take him for granted. But when he leaves, when he departs, when you are separated from one another, then you remember. And you remember the good friendship you had with this individual. Then you will become emotional over the loss of your brother, whom before you did not appreciate as much as he deserved appreciation. And this is the way of life and everything. Not only your friend, your health, your time, your wealth, everything that Allah gave you. We don't seem to appreciate it until they're gone. And when they're gone, we will understand that we have been misunderstanding the reality and the virtue of these blessings we had. You're alive today, and you may be alive in Ramadan, and you may not. But whichever way it is, brother in Islam, make it an intention today to travel to Allah Azza wa Jal until you meet Him. Don't be traveling in the opposite direction. Don't be running away from Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So run to Allah. Flee to Allah. Don't run away from Him. There's no escape. There's no escape. Continuing to sin and disobey Allah may destroy you sooner or later. Don't think if Allah is letting you go, meaning Allah is pleased with you. Wallahi, wallahi, this is not the case. Allah may leave you, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He will leave the oppressive individual, but when he seizes him, when he catches him, he will not let go. You will be destroyed. Look at the nations before you. Look at the people of Nuh, and look at the people of Ibrahim, and look at Fir'aun and his followers. Look at every ummah that has preceded us. Read their stories in the Quran. Allah destroyed them because of this attitude of theirs. Because they were running away from Allah instead of running away to Allah. From today, you repent to Allah. And if you make it to Ramadan, nurun ala nur, light upon light. If you live to Ramadan, alhamdulillah, that He gave you another chance for you to enhance your relationship with Him and to better your situation with Him. Perhaps you will come out of Ramadan free from your sins, and you will continue to live this life until you expire. Until you expire. Death is around the corner. Don't think it's too far from you. Look at those who are dying all over the world, and you will know that me and you have been given many opportunities to turn to Allah in repentance. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah says in the Quran, on the day where each soul will see what it has put forth from good deeds, it will be present in front of you, your good deeds. You're striving to come to the masjid. You're striving to learn the deed of Allah. Then implementing it. Then your recitation of the Quran, your fasting, your praying, everything will be brought to you. It will be present. This is for the good deeds. But the ayah continues. And what you have committed of bad deeds, you will wish that there was a far distance between you and these deeds. You wish they were far away, but they will be very close. Then Allah says, and Allah warns you of Himself. Allah warns you of Himself. And Allah is merciful to the creation. Brothers in Islam, this is not a game. Our gatherings are not entertainment. You coming here is not a habit or a ritual. This is not Christianity, it is not Judaism, it is not Hinduism, it is not Buddhism. This is Islam. You coming here is an act of worship for you to listen and put into practice. You're not here to listen to a khutbah only. You're here to benefit from the khutbah and live according to the information that is presented to you. If you don't, you're wasting your time. And Allah will ask you on the Day of Judgment, what have you done concerning these reminders that were being given to you day and night? What have you done concerning them? And you will not have any adequate answer on that day unless you act accordingly today. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us understanding of the deen and to make us see the truth as truth and give us the strength and courage to follow it, and make us see the falsehood as falsehood and give us the strength and the courage to leave it alone. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. أقم الصلاة.